All right, we are with the winner of tonight's 23rd annual World of Westgate 200, the driver of the number 16 Gunma Toyopet Toyota. And that is Austin Hill. Austin, this is your third victory. Obviously, the first in the playoffs, advancing to the round of six. Talking about maybe the season, but how important this win is as a jump start to the championship run, a second consecutive championship run for the 16 truck.
Yeah, you know, right when I went across the start-finish line, I was screaming and yelling, and I was yelling, you know, we're going to the round of six, boys, we're going to the round of six. So it was so special. You know, Daytona was such a special win for me. Michigan was an awesome win, but to do what we did tonight, you know, we had some miscommunication to come down pit road or not, and we stayed out, and then next thing you know, everyone pits. So the next time around, we pitted and had to restart, I don't know where, 20th or whatever it was. And to be able to come from where we were and drive all the way through the field under green flag condition and take the lead and drive away from them like we did, it just shows, you know, it's a huge statement win. It shows, you know, what these guys have put into this truck and the effort they put into it. It's only been on the racetrack twice, Michigan and Vegas, and it's 2 for 2. So I think that's pretty good for that new truck that they just built.
All right. If we got questions for Austin, raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start right here.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. First off, congratulations on the win and going into the round of six. But that obviously came with the concern of lots of other motors and engines going out throughout the race. Was that a concern for you? Obviously, the first one just being one, but then they started dropping like flies after that.
I was actually really concerned because we had our own issue. Right at the end of the second stage, the motor started cutting in and out on us. And, you know, we didn't really know exactly what it was. It kind of went away. We went back green, and it was fine. And then we had another restart. And on that restart, we restarted sixth, and it didn't get going through the gears. It was spitting and sputtering, and I don't know if we had a fuel pressure issue or what we had going on, but it was cutting in and out, and I lost a lot of positioning. Once I got to fourth and got up to fourth gear, it cut out, and, you know, it was fine. And then when we restarted in the back in 20th or whatever it was, it did it again, and we lost a lot of time there trying to get up through the gears. But, man, that whole green flag run, I was just hoping and praying that it didn't cut out again, and luckily it didn't. But, man, my heart was pounding, you know, when I got to the lead and I got to the 45, got past him. That was really my number one concern, is I didn't want to have a restart because I thought that it was going to cut in and out again, and if it would have done that, our race would have been over. So it just played out perfectly in our favor. We didn't need a caution, and we didn't get one, so it worked out perfectly.
Kathy Brown, pitting outside the box. Congratulations on your win. Now, I asked Scott this, and I'm going to ask you this, because you were saying that your engine was cutting in and out. What were the conditions like for you being in the race truck with, you know, the grasshoppers flying around, and they seemed to be everywhere? And Scott said that, you know, when you would get out into clean air, that, you know, that's when you were taking the brunt of it. Was that a concern for you all night? And what did you experience being behind the wheel?
Yeah, so you know, there was a lot of debris and stuff on our windshield, and every time I came in the pit, I had to get a tear off because you couldn't really see good. Yeah, I mean, we got to the lead early in the race. You know, the 45 dropped back because he had some debris on his grill. As soon as we got the lead, we ran into a paper bag or something, and our temp started going up, so we had to let him go and get back in line. So, you know, I don't know. There was just a lot of debris on the track tonight for whatever reason. You know, there at the end of the race, after the second stage was over and we had that last green flag run, that long run, I didn't really see really many, you know, much debris, you know, and I guess it kind of fixed itself and got off the racetrack. But it was definitely in the back of my mind, and it was a concern. It was definitely a concern for us because after the second stage, I want to say, we went ahead and took some tape off the grill just in case that did happen again. We had a little bit of a buffer because our truck would get hot anytime any little piece of debris would get on it.
Chris.
Snakecatchfence.com. Austin, how are you matured as a race car driver from Daytona until now, and what has the leadership of Shiggy and Scott done most for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, really from the time I've came over to HRE, they've just treated me like family. It's really family-oriented race team, really, and it's awesome. You know, they let me come in there with open arms. They wasn't mad or anything about the change, and you know, they had all the faith in the world in me. Mike Greachy, Shiggy, Scott, everyone had all the faith in the world going into this season. And yeah, we've had some ups and downs. We've had, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster season so far with, you know, malfunctions, stuff that has happened, you know, and but we've shown speed, especially at these mile and a half racetracks. We've shown a lot of speed. You know, the finishes might not have always been there, but we've had the speed. So yeah, I mean, it's just we're clicking at the right time. As soon as we started building this truck and we got it built, it's just that much better of a truck. Every time you build a brand new truck, you know, and bring it to the track and have brand new equipment, it always seems to be a little better. And that's really what we're showing right now is new equipment's a little bit better than our older equipment that they've had. And to go 2 for 2 with it right now is pretty special. You know, I don't know exactly when it'll come back out and make its appearance, but when it does, I think, you know, we'll have a shot at going 3 for 3 with it. Yeah, that would be the plan. You know, if we get through the round of 6 and get in to the final 4, I think we're going to bring that truck. Just it's our horse. It's just bad to the bone.